Computer, on.
I am on, sir. How can I help you?
Access program. It's your break.
Access code needed. Voice verification phrase, please.
It's your break. Take it.
Launching program.
Launching.
Welcome to It's Your Break.
Good evening. Oh, hello there. How are you? just pretend that you're looking right at me right now, right? We're having a casual conversation as I apparently am looking at you and stumbling over my words. But, you know, you are special. You are a person who can do many things if you just apply yourself. Now, saying that you just apply yourself to some people can be detrimental, because they would take it as, hey, I'm being lazy, or are you calling me lazy, while others will take it as inspiration. Those are the lines you walk as a life coach. I'm not one, but my guest on the show, Brooke Lewis, is, and she'll be coming up here in a few minutes. And as you're well aware, the spring season of It's Your Break is already underway because you're listening to it. But I will warn you, the spring season is going to be a shorter season. We're only going to do 6 episodes of It's Your Break for the spring season and then pick back up in the fall. I've got people calling me left and right. Hey, you want to do this? You want to do that? You want to do this? And I have to tell them, no, I don't. They're like, why do you not want to do this stuff with us? I was like, because this year I'm doing my own projects. So I'm having to put the stuff together and tell people no. And I've got people calling for interviews that want to be on the show here. And I'm having to tell them, hey, yes, we still got this going on, but it's going to be in the fall before you get on the air. So if your stuff has to be time sensitive, then you're going to have to do something else. Otherwise, I would love to do it. Now, that being said, if something's super cool I can't pass up, I'm going to throw an episode out there, just sporadically. It'll be a special, basically, because it really won't be in with the continuity of what we're doing, basically a spring and a fall season, and into some weird stuff in between. One of the things being one of the radio plays I'm trying to finish up and get it going and get it produced, and I want to have it done by the end of the summer and make it sound really theatrical and make it really pop. Speaking of voice acting, though, my guest back in November, James Arnold Taylor, who is the voice of Ratchet of the Ratchet and Clank video game series, and also the Ratchet and Clank movie. The movie's going to be coming out April 29th, so don't forget to go see the movie. I've already got my tickets reserved. Going to be going to see that movie. So help a voice actor out and go see that movie. All right. Anyways, that was just lame. I'm sorry. With that said, enjoy.
It's Your Break, the show designed to give you a break. Sit back and take a break, get a cup of coffee if that's your thing, and enjoy.
Welcome to It's Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz. You know, there's times in your life where you're always wanting to reside into somebody, to find that inspiration, and sometimes it comes from great people that you're around, like your mom, your dad. A great friend, but sometimes those people aren't always there, and it's sad to say this, but sometimes those people aren't the best supportive people in your life. Now think about that. That is a mind-boggling imagination, because for me, I had a great parents. I had, you know, a family who always supported each other, but I had friends growing up who didn't have that lifeline, and my parents became their lifeline, and that's the focus of today's show. So I brought on Brooke Lewis, who is a life coach, but she's not just a life coach. She's an actress. She's a Broadway star. And she's done so much. And she's not just any life coach. She's a certified life coach. So Brooke, thank you for coming on to the show and helping me understand what a life coach is. And you also do coach for dating as well.
I do. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for having me as a guest and all the listeners. And it's so funny. Well, I was listening to your intro and it was awesome. And something you said totally tapped into something that I'll end up bringing up in a bit about going to your parents or your friends for advice or what have you. It's funny. I just recently wrote an article about that. But one thing I do want to quickly acknowledge you guys for, when I went to your site, I just love, and I just read it again, so I wanted to bring it up on air. The average person is overworked and underpaid. I love that. So it's your break is breaking up the chaos in your life. I love, love, love what you guys are committed to doing right now. So from just me personally and professionally, I got to bring that up on air immediately. So it's awesome because it's so true. And beyond the average person, the mega professionals, I think a lot of times are overworked and underpaid too. So I'm glad that you guys made a note of that. But what I was going to say real quickly listening to your intro was that it's so funny. I just wrote another big article for a big publication as a dating expert. And one of my tips for advice for online dating, which we can talk about later, but real quickly, alluding to what you said, I say one of my rules for online dating for anyone who has or hasn't online dated yet is that, you should go to an objective source to have them profile your profile, have them kind of comb through it and make sure that you're being authentic in your profile and things don't need to be changed. And one of my notes in there, in parentheses as a joke, is, and you can't go to your mom, because we all know that our moms are the ones that tell us, especially as women, I always say, yeah, mom will tell you you still look beautiful when you gain the freshman 15, and when we go to our parents, they're always going to tell us, right? We're smart, we're talented, we're good looking, we're fabulous. No, you have to go to fair and objective resources.
That's just, icing on the cake, when you get to your mom there. It's like, oh, yes, I think it's the greatest, But, you need to break down those ingredients and get to the eggs, that are uncooked and they don't taste that great. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely. But that's how we grow, Jonathan.
That's exactly right.
That's a big part. Yeah. It's funny. I'm in the middle of writing a book right now, sort of compiling a book of a lot of my coaching and dating coaching. And I can tell you guys the title. You'll be one of the first to hear it, which is Coaching from a Professed Hot Mess. And why I bring it up is I am a hot mess. I own it. And people would think, oh, well, then she's a board certified life coach and she's an actress in the public eye. And how is she, admitting that she's a hot mess? But that's the beauty of it is, we're all unique and we're all flawed. And that's why I think everyone should have some kind of support system outside of our family and friends, whether it's a coach, a therapist, whatever you believe in, go for it. People who are religious, they have their church. You need a support system to get you through and also to make you realize and make your own self-discoveries and your own awareness of we all have issues.
Oh, yeah. So, you kind of hit on something I was going to try to hit on. And before getting onto the show, I said, hey, I'm going to make it kind of tough on you a little bit, too. And, real quick, before I get into that, though, give us a background. What is life coaching? Because I want people to understand that first before I go into what I was going to ask.
Great question, Jonathan. And, a lot of people still are not clear on what a life coach is. So a life coach is, I am not a therapist. I do not, claim to be a therapist. I'm not. I did go to school for life coaching, unlike a lot of people, because now everybody seems to be some coach or expert. But what a life coach is it is a buddy, a mentor, a friend, a support system. I do not tell people what is quote unquote wrong with you or them. They make their own self-discoveries. What I am is I am an active listener who, is schooled in a process from the Life Purpose Institute where I take clients through each session, is a process of their own self-discovery. So I can guide them and point out things by feedbacking information to them that they give me, not that I'm coming up with, and showing them, where they may be able to have breakthroughs in areas where they're stuck in their own life or situation or experience at the time. So that is what a life coach does, is more of a support system to help you be a better you and help you meet your goals and help support you through challenging times, because life is challenging.
Right. And you kind of alluded to getting that support system started. And one of the things that you mentioned was going to your religious leaders and getting help or advice from your elders or something like that if you're on the religious side of things. And some people I know and grew up with here in Kentucky are, let's say, stuck in their ways. Mm-hmm. And life coaching to them seems like a nonsense thing to do when they can just go to their preacher or something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And here are some of my experiences, as well as some of the experiences I've seen my friends go through. Sometimes those people are going to be the greatest support you have ever had in your entire life. But the thing you have to remember is, and this is what most people forget, is that every religious leader is also human.
Correct.
And they are prone to making human mistakes, as well as any of us. But the thing you have to understand is, sometimes they are not going to be the right person to help you through your situation or give you the right inspiration because of their own flaws.
I agree. And I also, you know, and I don't like to get into, you know, you stay away from as much as you can, you know, conversations around religion and politics. So I don't want to put my belief system on anyone else, but I'm the school of spirituality. I believe that, you know, everyone is equal and all is one. I think religion can be beautiful, and I think it can be detrimental sometimes. And I think that where, you know, and I know that a lot of religious institutions, you know, are against any kind of psychology and therapy and coaching and what have you. But what I do in particular is because I have clients from all walks of life, all religions, you know, all ethnic backgrounds. And what I do is I am very, very fair and objective when I'm coaching. In fact, it's interesting that you bring that up because someone just came to me recently and wanted a coaching session, and was one of the inquiries with me was, as a coach, was, you know, look, I don't believe in God, he said. And that's okay, you know, I believe in God, but I don't have to have the same exact belief system as my clients. I have to respect their belief system. So each individual person who comes to me, you know, I really do try to either cater my coaching to their belief system or keep it out of the mix altogether. You know, because again, yeah, it's all going to come. I want to be PC and things I say, but I'm very authentic and honest and a straight shooter too. So, you know, I just think that sometimes with religion, ideas and idealisms can get skewed in one direction. And the whole purpose of coaching is the opposite of that. It's to allow you, like my coaching business for a very serious reason is titled Be You and Be Fearless. So, you know, that was a lesson that I needed to learn in my life for many, many years in my life and all of my careers was, you know, being okay with who I am, flawed and all, you know, being a hot mess and being okay with it. And, you know, that's what I try to instill in my clients. So it's about whatever your situation is, whatever your issues, like you said, Jonathan, we're all human. We all fall, you know, at some point. We do. I mean, no one is perfect. And if they're pretending to be, they're lying to you. So that's how I see it.
That's exactly right. You know, it's just one of those things that, and I wasn't trying to say, you know, oh yeah, don't go to your religious leaders either. And, you know, but it is, I've seen it, and people got to remember, we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. And that's the biggest thing. But the thing is, you got to go to somebody you feel comfortable with and that you can rely on. And that's the biggest key, finding that person you can rely on, because you don't even get that sometimes in families. You know, you don't get it from your friends. Sometimes the friends will go around and talk behind your back and tell you what's going on.
Yep.
You know, so these are things that I think about. And then, of course, you know, school counselors and things like that, too. Sometimes I think even those people can be pretty flawed because sometimes they can make a mountain out of a molehill.
Oh, you're right. And they can't be. I think a lot of people have a hard time, you know, keeping an agenda out of it, you know, and being objective and be like, you can't, when you are like, in my opinion, you know, a true life coach, you cannot be judgmental. You can be judgmental outside of your sessions if that's who you are, you know, but you cannot be judgmental. I listen with a very clear ear and an open heart to all my clients. I am no one. Who am I to judge, you know? And I think you said something too that I just want to touch on, which I think is super important, and I hope, and I know that anyone who is board certified as a life coach, which anybody who is looking into a life coach should make sure that they are, you know, with the boards and everything, I mean, we have a strong code of ethics that we sign annually that we, you know, I'm not God. I'm not, you know, the president. You know, I'm not always right. And the thing is, like, I'll have clients come in. I've had clients come in with very serious psychological issues. They will come to me, but there is a point in time where I may have to send them to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or to their, you know, priest or preacher, or, you know, there's things that are out of my jurisdiction and I have to know when and you know, what will benefit my client in that moment to recommend them out to other people.
Right.
So I think that it's great to have, you know, a stable, I mean, I admit it all the time. I mean, over many years, I've got healers, therapists. I have a life coach, Lori Bertazon, that I've been with for years. You know, I have to have that. I have to have that to keep my sanity. When I'm coaching, you know, all the time, B, when I'm in the public eye and being demolished in, you know, cyberbullied myself and dealing with criticism constantly in the public eye, when I'm a working actress for many, many years and, you know, losing out auditions all the time, because that's the way it goes, you know, it's not as easy as people think, and your self-esteem can be crushed. So I have to keep as strong and stable as I can, and you need a stable force of people around you to do so.
You're right, and people don't realize, you know, the stresses that day-to-day stuff gets going on, even though that wasn't proper English I just used there. But, you know,
I'll forgive you.
but you know, you really have to understand, when I first got into voice acting too, my mentors told me, so be prepared for no's 99% of the time. Says you're mm-hmm. not going to be getting the role every single time. You just be prepared for that. And it's been true. I've gotten told more, no more than I have anything else, but it's the yeses that pay off. And it's the yeses
right.
that make you feel great. And it goes to say for a lot of things in life. And because you're not always going to make every goal. But when you do make those goals, oh my gosh, is it the greatest feeling in the world?
Well, that's what I was just going to end. See, the life coach in me right away wanted to jump on you with that, Jonathan, and ask you, but isn't it the fact that the moment that you get to do those voiceovers and do those big campaigns that you love and you are so inspired and joyful and fulfilled, that those moments make up for all the 99 no's and hard work when you busted your butt to get there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. It just amazes me the way people just work and function and how we can be our worst enemy.
Oh, most people are.
Oh, yeah. And people mm-hmm. don't realize how much of a deterrent you are on your own self. And when you meet somebody and you get them and you're starting to do your assessments and stuff, what is one of the first things you always tell a new client or a prospect?
About what you alluding to, what you were just bringing up, the topic you were just bringing up.
Yeah, just in general, when you first meet them and give them an assessment,
okay.
and you're getting them uh-huh. geared up to bring their positiveness back into check and to bring mm-hmm. their outcome to looking a little bit more blissful, you know, yeah. on themselves. Not necessarily you're going to, you know, show them the way to wealth, you know.
No, not at all. Yeah. And in fact, that's another misconception of coaching. And, you know, people think, oh, they want to keep you. Coaches want to keep you forever because they want to make money off of you. I'm not that kind of coach. I will tell you when it's time to exit. I will tell you, you know, you are welcome here once a month, once a year, but it does take, I will tell you, because there is no magic pill. You know, it takes several sessions to break through anything. The first thing I do, whether I'm speaking to a room full of people coaching or a, you know, in a forum or one-on-one or a phone session, is the first thing I would ask you, Jonathan, if I were coaching you today, to get to the heart of all of it, is what is most pressing on you now? You know, and you need to discover what issue is most pressing. And it's funny too, and you'll appreciate this being a fellow artist. You know, I coach a lot of actors, writers, directors here in Hollywood, and a lot of young actresses, you know, and it's so funny because a lot of times they'll come in and this is actually a segue later too into, you know, how my dating coaching stuff really blew up. is they would come in and some of them would be, call me, I need an emergency session. The girl's hysterically crying about how she didn't book the TV series she was up for, you know, and she'll come into the session and I'll say, okay, let's talk about it. That's most pressing. And the deeper we dig, because, you know, we're all, our behaviors, our personalities, we're all like onions, you know, that need to be peeled. And most of the time when we think that there's an issue pressing on us that we need to break through, there's something way bigger and way deeper going on underneath. So, you know, it's funny, what I was just saying is, so they'll come in and crying about an audition. And the next thing you know, it comes up in the conversation that the guy they were just dating dumped them last night. And that's really what is breaking their heart in the moment, not so much the audition that they didn't, you know, land.
Right.
So very interesting. So it's really important for a coach to be skilled in deeply listening, you know, really listening to what's going on, because it's usually not what's going on the surface.
That is so true about so many things, you know.
Yep.
You hear the office gossip. It's not as what they tell you it is. I promise. It's usually something
that's so funny, Jonathan. It's like a bad sitcom, you know, and that's what I get
when
I kick out of coaching sometimes. It is like, you know, like a bad, I'm like an 80s girl. So, I mean, it's going back to like, you know, the old sitcom, like, I don't even know, Three's Company when I was like born. And like, you know, it's never what's really going on, but they show like what they're seeing when you walk into a room. And that's kind of life. That's life, you know, it's like behavior. And you actually think sometimes, I do it too, you know, I have to catch myself. Like, I think I'm really mad or upset at one thing or one person, but it's not even what's truly bothering me. It's the thing that happened yesterday that's still pressing on me that I'm mad at another person, you know, in another situation. I'm mad at myself half the time.
Oh yeah. And you did mention your dating there. So let's kind of transition to that. How does a life coach and a dating coach kind of differ, or are they essentially kind of the same?
They're so different. They're so ridiculously different as far as expertise and qualifications. However, I was blessed, you know, I became a dating coach shortly after I became a board certified life coach and went back to school and did all the certifications and everything. And I used so that's where I may differ from other certain dating coaches, is I use my life coaching process and skills, you know, in my dating coaching work. But as a dating expert, which is a little bit different, which I'm doing a lot of TV work. You do a lot of the talk show circuit, and I do a lot of, I've been doing some guest appearances on reality shows and what have you as a dating expert. And I share openly, for me, I've been a single woman forever. I've been married to my career. I loved dating more than any woman should or would. And I was dating and online dating for years and having a blast in Hollywood. And was that proud single woman. I did not want to get married. I did not want my own children. And I just wanted to be a career gal and have fun. And I did lots of it. So I was single for a long time, dated a lot, you know, and just, that doesn't mean, you know, that I slept around. It just means that I dated a lot and I went on great dates and met some wonderful people. And I'm blessed to have known so many great people in my lifetime and had a blast. And I online dated for 15 years and I am now an expert. Yes, but I also really enjoy, you know, it's funny that I joke, and they actually started to work on a reality show around me at one point where it was really about my crazy single life and about how, you know, executives on TV would say to me when I go into the room to pitch or whatever, you know, oh my God, we've never seen a woman who's, you know, like women your age who have been dating for so long since college and still are happy to be single, having fun dating. Like, you know, and it's true, most women and men, especially because I coach them, you know, come into a session with me and they're all depressed, they're lonely, and they're like, I hate dating, I hate online dating, I went on 4 online dates, no one looked like their pictures, they were older and 100 pounds heavier, blah, blah, blah. And we could go through all that. It's comical at this point. But, you know, and they're also jaded about it. And I've never been jaded about it. I had fun.
That's cool. That is kind of cool. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I said, look, and I've got some single friends and things, and I say, dude, you're trying way, way too hard. I said, your relationships are short, and he wants a lasting relationship. Like, okay. And you're like, I said, dude, you can't just go to like plentyoffish.com and expect, you know, to get a lasting relationship. Yes, it can happen. Yes, it can happen, but it's going to be rare. I said, not only that, but you got to look at what you're doing to yourself. I said, when you're going out there and you're immediately, you know, within the first date, the second date, and you're hooking up with these people, that's all they're in for, you know? I mean, they're not going to look past any other quality you have. They're, you know, and the relationship's going to be pretty quickly over because they're going to lose interest. They're going to find a flaw that they can't stand, or maybe you're going to find a flaw you can't stand because you didn't get to know the person beforehand. I said, all the extracurricular stuff is going to come. And you know you're going to be desired and to desire them, okay? But if you get to know a person, I promise it's going to make it worthwhile.
Jonathan, I think you have become a dating expert. I'm not kidding. You did great. You did great because your advice was fantastic, and it's very much what I would say. Here, and I don't know your friends, so but you could tell me more about them, and I can give you some ideas. But, you know, this thing, you just nailed it with everything you just said. So, listeners, that was spot on. And taking it a step further is, here's where I think the biggest issue lies. And, again, I can't go by your friend because I don't know him. I've never coached him. I don't know his circumstances.
Right.
But I know even from my own experience in the past, and I know from, you know, guy and girlfriends of mine and clients, when we say we want one thing and our actions are out of alignment with that and they don't measure up to that, like we, like maybe your friend or whomever wants a relationship, but do they really? And mm-hmm. that's again what a great dating coach and expert can kind of help them discover, because sometimes, and it's okay, I had to give myself permission for years to be just dating and be okay with it and having short-lived relationships, because that's what worked for me. But the nice thing about it was I never went out there and said, oh, I want to get married tomorrow. Oh, I want a relationship. No, I was genuinely enjoying dating. Sometimes I'd fall for people and have a wonderful 3-6 month relationship. Sometimes I wouldn't. But you are so true. What you said, and I heard you say, you can't go on a site like Plenty of Fish, which don't get me started there, but I'm not a fan of the free site. Way too much, you know, Tinder and action and hookups going on. You nailed it. But, you know, you can't go on a site like that. And like you said, can you meet your soulmate? 100% absolutely it's possible. But is it likely? No. And, you know, in a lot of ways, those sites are designed sort of to fail about, you know, with serious relationships. But you can't be going out every night and sleeping around and hooking up with different people and expecting something, like you said, to just blow up one day into something really intense and loving and romantic and more. It doesn't work that way. You have to have your actions and behavior lined up with what you truly want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my friends asked me, so, well, how did you meet your wife? I said, you're going to kick yourself when I tell you this story. I said, I wasn't looking for her. First off, I said, I wasn't even looking for anybody at that moment. We just happened to get introduced and that was it. He's like, you're kidding me. I was like, no. And of course, we've been married for almost 13 years now. We'll be 13 actually this year in September. So, aww. You know, and we've been longer. We were together 4 years before that. So, you know, it amazes me how certain people will meet and how they go about it. You know, I've had uncles who've done the dating thing online and been successful, got married from it. And I also got divorced from it and then, you know, got married from it again. And we're like, you know, it's just one of those things. So, and people meet people so differently, and eventually sometimes you'll just see that certain person that, you know, it's like, oh, that's going to be the one that's going to stay, or that's the person that's going to stay there for them, you know, whether, you know, they've been divorced or just dating. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things you'll say, that's going to be a clicker there.
Yep, I think you know when you know, and I think like the old cliche, timing is everything, and that's 100%. So I want to ask you, so when you said you got set up with or introduced to your wife, were you just like casually introduced at like a party one night, or was it a setup where they were like, oh, we have a girl for you?
No, it's kind of like at a party atmosphere. Actually, there's an old jamboree in Kentucky that I went to mm-hmm. as a kid, and I was watching my uncle's band play that night, and a guy that used to play with him and one of his other bands came down and said, hey, I want you to meet my daughter. And that's how it came about.
Oh, that is so sweet. And really, anybody listening, I still believe, see, I'm such a hopeful romantic, and I still believe in all of that. I believe in the destiny of that. I believe you two were meant to meet. I believe that when it happens that easily and you just click, it was so meant to be. And that's the best. I still believe in the possibility of meeting in real life. I think it works out way better. You avoid a million hazardous steps along the way of online dating. However, let's be honest now, and especially speaking to, I don't want to talk about age. I have a feeling we're similar in age. Like, you know, the younger generation under 35, they just, I don't know if you're under 35.
I'm actually over. So I'm actually one year over. So I'll be 30. Okay, exactly. I'll be 37 this October. So.
Oh, well, there you go. So we're similar in age. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, people under 35, they're all digitally dating. So we have to be realistic for any listeners who are under that age. You know, that's it. I mean, that's what people do now. And it may not just be the Tinders and the Match.com. It may be Instagram. I can't even tell you how many clients I have or people I talk to or when I do speaking engagements. And these young kids come to me in their 20s and early 30s, excuse me, and they're like, you know, oh, I met my new boyfriend on Instagram. I just met a couple. I was doing a red carpet, and they came up to talk to me or whatever. And I'm like, oh, you guys are so cute. Where did you meet? Instagram. I'm like, wow.
That's awesome.
This is what the world has turned into.
Oh, yeah. You know? It's the world everywhere you go. It's an online dating app. Whether you think of it or that way or not, it really is. If it's online and you've got a picture out there, that is a advertisement.
Yep.
And a lot of married men have succumbed to that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my dear, I surely do. And there are lots and lots of sites for that. Of course, we know about the Ashley Madison scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Segueing in, it's funny. I'll shout out real quickly. Since end of last year, I was hired to be the dating expert and spokesperson for a new dating site and app, which is not launched yet, but we're working on it. It's been extraordinary, but it's called Tempted.com. And I'm just plugging that because a big shout out, when we launch, it will be something pretty special and spectacular and unique. But it does cater, we do not encourage, you know, married men to be coming to the site, but it does cater to, you know, that sort of, and it's not a sugar daddy site at all, and there's plenty of those out there too, and it is for singles, you know, but it does cater to sort of that mentality of kind of like dating is a gift. And where, you know, wealthy divorced men or, you know, successful businessmen can go on to Tempted.com and tempt a beautiful, sexy younger woman or whatever, or older woman, whatever you choose, you know, with an attractive gift or fine dining or shopping. I mean, there's so many things now that you can do, but you can do it with honesty and integrity and being honest about your agenda and what you want.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brooke, this is the time of the show where I like to let my guests selfishly plug themselves, let them go on and tell everybody, hey, this is where you can come find my products. This is the products I got to offer. Of course, on your site, that you've got several things to offer.
Thank you so much. Yes. Do I have product? I don't know what I have to offer anymore. I feel like what did I just say? I said I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. I swear. So much is going on. Yes. Anybody who is interested in my coaching, you can come to BU and BeFearlessLifeCoach.com. That is my coaching site. And anybody who hears this radio show, if you email me and let me know you heard the radio show, then I will give you a 20% discount on coaching sessions. So there you have that. And same thing with the dating coaching. You can come there for me. Also, eventually keep your eyes open for Tempted.com. I am the dating expert and spokesperson. And I'm a big Twitter gal. That's where I spend a lot of my time with the fans. So that is Brooke Lewis LA. Same thing. I just joined Instagram at the end of last year. So it's Brooke Lewis LA on Instagram as well. Facebook is Brooke Lewis. And what else do I have? Am I forgetting any of the social media? Oh, Who Say, the celebrity site, Brooke Lewis. And what else? Oh, BrookeLewis.com for all of my acting work. You guys can check that out at all times. It's my official press site. So I think we got it pretty covered.
Yeah,
right?
if you want to, you can also go on to IMDb and look at all the things you've been in. So.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I mean, plugging, you know, that part of me, there's tons of stuff going on with me as an actress at all times. You know, I won the B-Movie Golden Cop Award in 2010 for Scream Queen of the Year for Slime City Massacre. So, You can check out all my, you know, horror sci-fi career as well. And that's it. And then maybe one day I'll come back and we can chat about other things.
That sounds good. I look forward to it. And thank you so much for taking your time and being on the show and helping us understand what is a life coach. Because that was the biggest thing. A lot of people have heard of the dating coaches, but, you know, not so much the life coach.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, just to address that again. I think that people more and more, hopefully, are catching on to it. It's sort of an, you know, quote-unquote new age style of therapy. Not therapy, but therapy. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. I think that it's a nice thing to have someone that you trust who supports you through day-to-day and life challenges. And whatever you do as a life coach, where you branch off, I did the dating coach thing. Some people do finance coaching with life coaching. Some people do, you know, health and life coaching, whatever your interests are, whatever your passions are. And that's one thing, just to end it as a coach, I tell everyone and all the listeners, follow your passion, follow your heart, and be fearless.
It's Your Break is produced by Spark of Vision. Executive producer, Jonathan Mertz. Announcer, Mark Starr. Music from Sound Ideas. Host, Jonathan Mertz. It's Your Break is owned and distributed by Spark of Vision. For more information on our host and announcers, visit itsyourbreak.com's cast section. And follow us on Twitter at itsyourbreak.